how many people think they can discharge themselves of the responsibility of this gospel by writing a $500 check to United Way. Because no one's talking about it. It'd be very nice to do that, provided they're still honest and doing the right thing with the money. St. Augustine, talking about heaven, has this phrase, and I'm going to try to use it to help us go deeper into the way we relate to one another and to everybody else. The phrase is, heaven will be unus Christus amans se ipsum. There'll be one Christ loving himself. All of us, you see, will be one Christ loving each other and loving the Lord. That's heaven. He has other remarkable phrases that will help us with this, I think. Well, there's one old phrase. It was just an adage in the early church. Nobody knows who first said it. When you see your brother, you see the Lord your God. And that was not meant to be just a stimulus to being nice to each other. It was a mystical statement. We have it here again. Whatever you did to the least of my brothers, you did to me. Not rhetorically, ontologically. And then, from the other side, you want to know God? This is Augustine again. Love your neighbor. Really, love your neighbor. Not just the guy who lives next door to you, but anybody. You know? So love that other person. Then look inside yourself to see where that love comes from. And there you will see, as far as you are able, God. So you see this vision that God creating persons who are irreplaceable, irrefrangible, unlosable forever. I remember, I was just ordained and I was down giving a retreat at the guest house. And there was a guy there who was an alcoholic. And I looked at him, I said, you know, there's never going to be a moment for all eternity when you're not conscious. Your consciousness has begun, and it is eternal. That was enough for him to dry out. Thank God. In other words, this is not a pious social action. This is a teaching about reality. When you see your brother, you see the Lord your God. It's a fact. See, this gospel is not saying, I will count it as done to me, is it? It's saying, you did it to me. Augustine, again, I'm full of Augustine this morning. Augustine has another one. He said, I am here in glory, surrounded by the angels and the saints in the bosom of my Father, but I am still on earth. I am still hungry. I am still thirsty. I am still naked. I am still abandoned. This gospel, if we ponder it, can open up for us a vision. We are Christ to each other, and we are Christ to ourselves. Heaven is going to be one Christ, loving himself. Now that is not the summit of egotism. It's this interaction in the body. That's the lesson, you know, obviously today, the message for Lent is how we live. how we love. Now, this is important. Huh? This isn't Jesus says, well, I'll check it off and you'll be okay. He says, you did it to me. Or you didn't do it to me. It's that important. You know, we look at like Mother Cabrini or Catherine Drexel or Abbé Pierre in Paris, consumed with serving the poor. Because of that, you know, raising millions of dollars to build hospitals, the Lord gave them the money. Why? Because you're serving me. Now, what was driving them? These, some of them that I just mentioned, the first two, they're canonized. They're saints. They have a vision of reality. And what drove them was serving the Lord Christ in this beautiful person in front of them. Now, all of this has been so terribly cheapened. So, it's like a high-octane United Way. No. What drives the church, what drives the saints, you see, is their vision that there is one Christ loving himself. That Christ cares for those people. That Christ is those people. We can't, when I used to live in a hermitage, and I would be there at least 4 or 5 days every week, and the Lord brought all the sick and hungry and broken and AIDS, but all to my hermitage. I spent, I don't know how many hours a day just praying for the poor. They're Christ. But so are the rich. So are we. And so you see, we've got to get deeper. We've got to live a vision of Christ. There's plenty of good people running around trying to fix the economy. But most of them, I'm afraid, I want to fix up the poor because they bother me. I want to feel good. If there's poor out there, I won't feel good. So I'll serve the poor, then I'll feel good. I think Jesus holds his nose at that. He didn't die so he'd feel good. He died to bring us to eternal life. And these heroes, they pour out their life to serve and touch Christ. So that when they die, they'll recognize him. I think we each one of us today should take a moment, reread this text and say, Lord, what change in me do you want to see happen? And teach me to pray for it. I've got to get over this superficial way of relating to people. You know, smiling at the ones I want to smile at, ducking the others. And my whole charm is to keep them at a distance. I want to see you. Love your brother. Love your sister. Then look inside yourself to see where that love comes from, if it's real. And there you will see, as far as you are able, God.